Todd Esplin, Christopher Murphy, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Doing? Thanks for having us, Julia.
So you and yours are getting ready to get together again in real time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
First, let's hear how U Theater has been surviving this corona confusion that rules our world.
Well, we have a really great board of directors, and the executive committee of the board and I got together a couple of weeks before we went into lockdown. We came up with a really good plan for carrying us through August and dealing with all this. A 9-point plan to kind of counteract the loss of programming and, most importantly, making sure that we are maintaining our mission. And then working with Chris and Megan, we just worked really hard to come up with programming and activities to satisfy our mission and, most importantly, keep engaging the youth of Fort Wayne.
Good for you. What a commitment you're tasked with, and it's great that you could continue. Besides disrupting the continuity that any season, especially yours, working with the youth is all about, what was your biggest concern for the spirit of your kids, your staff, and that mission, Murphy?
I think it's just the fact that theater is such a communal activity. You know, it's the ultimate team sport. You bring a bunch of people who are good at different things together, and they create something that's bigger than themselves. It really is about the mission and serving the community of artists and audience members, everybody.
Okay, just how does a youth theatrical group carry it on during lockdown?
The first thing we did, and we started talking about these and getting these ready, and we launched the first one the very first week of lockdown.
Yeah.
Called Youth Theater Thursday. It was a series of video workshops and activities every Thursday that you can hop on our Facebook page, hop on our website, and you could be engaged through various workshops and activities. We thought it was really important to get that out there immediately.
And I also started teaching a series of dialect classes through Zoom. And like Todd said, we were pretty fast. We were bound and determined that we were not going to be the organization that just hunkered down and waited this out, that we really were going to continue our mission and serve our community. So we put those Youth Theater Thursdays together. Every Wednesday, I was teaching kids from my living room in their living rooms. It was great.
Yeah, I was recording all of those workshops in my basement studio, yeah. And they're still on our website on the archives page, and they're available for everybody to participate
in. That's extra material then you've got going forward. That's fantastic. Now, what was the hardest thing for the two of you during this whole long haul then?
Ugh. Everything takes twice as long.
Yeah.
You need to come up with about 4 different plans,
yeah,
so that at any minute you can pivot to what the information you're getting, because everything changed so fast and it's still changing so fast. So we're constantly coming up with different plans and different ways to serve our community and serve our mission.
Yeah. And then I think just from an emotional point of view, missing my kids. Miss them. And again, teaching those classes, opening my Zoom and seeing those faces come back at me was truly the highlight of my week.
These last 2 weeks, we just did 2 1-week radio theater camps. And I'd been doing so much administration and such little teaching since this has happened that we had a day of teaching. And I said to Murphy after, I went, oh, I needed that. I really needed that connection and working with the kids.
Was candy.
Feeds your soul. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
That is sweet, to be sure. So how did you determine that this was the right time, if there is actually a way to determine what a right time might be, to resume real-time activities?
You know what? There's no right time. Basically, what happened was Dance Collective, we were talking to them. They came to us. We went to them. And we thought, let's see if we can make this happen. Let's see if we can do something that is safe, inclusive, and we'll give kids at least some kind of an outlet for even a week over the summer. And the middle of July seemed like the right time. So we just had to take a chance and say, let's try it.
And you are about to find out. Mm-hmm. And it's an in-person camp. How's it going to work?
So we are working with the Dance Collective. These are the 2 weeks that we were originally scheduled to do a full musical theater camp at U Theater. But science on singing is still a little iffy, and so we're choosing to err on the side of caution and excise any singing from our programming for the time being. So this is a chance for all of those young musical theater lovers who would have normally come to that camp to be able to come in. We're calling it a drama and dance camp. It's being held at the Fort Wayne Dance Collective in conjunction with them. They're going to get 3 hours of camp. 90 minutes with me and Todd working on some great drama activities, and then 90 minutes with the Dance Collective, all split into small groups that we can be really careful of social distancing and hygiene and all of those things. We really want this to be a creative environment, but a really safety-conscious environment that everybody can feel really good about coming into every day.
It sounds like great fun. Meanwhile, how has the response been so far for this?
It's been great. The first week is sold out. We've got a tentative second week that's been going on to a holdover list, and we'll make that determination pretty soon.
Yeah, so if people are still interested, they can sign up on the wait list on our website.
That's fantastic, and it also speaks to the street cred that your organization has, because people are being very, very cautious. We are actually happy to see, and not just jumping into everything, especially when it's their children. How does it make you feel to know that your parents do trust you with this kind of a new concept?
Well, we sat down about 2 months ago and had a roundtable discussion with a group of youth theater parents, and the big takeaways from that was, to survive during this, you need to have two things. You need to have trust and control. Parents, or just anybody, they need to know they trust your organization. They trust that you're looking out for their best interests. And you also need to give them a degree of control, because one of the things about all of this COVID-19 quarantine that makes people so antsy is the lack of control. So we've really been trying to also give them a bit of control and helping guide us on our safety measures and just letting them know that, you know, we're looking out for you.
A lot of open communication, just being really, really clear with all of the things that we're doing. And I know for both of us, in those roundtable discussions, it was really heartening to hear so many parents say, I trust you. I trust your organization. If you say, come back, I trust that you're doing the things to take care of my most precious commodity, my child.
Sure. Win all the way around, and certainly for our community as well. Now, the Youth Theater has done many wonderful collaborations with the Fort Wayne Dance Collective, among other organizations over the years. What do shared experiences exactly like this particular one net all of you?
I think collaboration between all arts organizations is vital. You know, people in dance, they may have an inkling to want to try drama or to get on stage. And you just need to open the door and say, I'm here, we're here, come on in. We're open for you. And I think collaborations do that. They allow somebody who's a stranger to trust you.
Right before everything shut down, the last thing we managed to do was our collaboration with Fort Wayne Civic Theater, doing the musical Matilda, which was a huge undertaking, but a great chance for our kids to work at the Civic Theater with all of the technological things going on over there. In this instance, it's a great, great time for us and the Dance Collective to come together. People need this programming, and together we can give them something better than either of us can give them individually right now.
It really sounds like an actual gem that has come out of this as you go forward to have these new ties and connections.
It's going to be a year to experiment and play out of necessity, and then take what you like forward.
This has been a rough experience. On the other hand, we've had an opportunity to be really creative and say, okay, you know, we've been handed a raw deal, so let's try and make the best of it. And I feel good about what I think we've accomplished in such a short amount of time, given all of the hurdles that we have.
And what annual offerings does all of this make you even more determined to get working on for that new season ahead and know in your heart you would never want to stop?
I think for sure to get our classes back up and running, if at all possible, in a healthy, safe way. Certainly learned from our parents that that's something that's important to our families and that they want to have back. As far as our season goes, again, if we can do it in a safe way, our goal is to bring people together to experience something unique and live.
Yeah.
Looking to start back up in October, we are making some changes. Like Todd said, the situation is ever evolving, and we are trying to stay as up to date with it as we can. So we've sort of held off making any major announcements yet, but you're going to be hearing much more about the Youth Theater season in the weeks to come.
And we will stay tuned. Meanwhile, and I am curious, is there anything in either of your trainings or life experiences that has prepared you for such an eventuality as, well, a pandemic like this?
None. And then I think for the two of us, a ton, because we're used to kind of thinking on our feet and trying to be creative with the things we have. You know, when you're playing poker, you don't wish for great hands. You play the hand you're given, and you play it as creatively, as ingeniously, and as intelligently as you can. And that's what we've been trying to do. We don't have a great hand right now because of COVID-19, but I think we've made a winning hand out of it.
That's a really good answer. Just learning how to not be so set in, you know, the original plan that I had, and being able to go with the flow and do whatever it takes to get the job done.
It sounds like you can and have and will make the most out of whatever situation you get, and you've gotten one, as we all have, that's certainly been a challenge. What is the most important thing this has taught you about yourselves, your youth theater, and really the whole community?
I think it's taught us how resilient we can be when we need to be. In anything that you do, whether you run a theater or an accounting office, it's really easy to get set in your ways and just accept that the status quo is what you're supposed to do day in and day out. And this has really forced us to think outside the box and be resilient. And I am really proud to be a part of an organization that has, in my opinion, led the charge in this community on that front.
I think Chris really hit the nail on the head. And we have a great community that's very supportive.
Todd Esplund is the executive director of Fort Wayne Youth Theater, and Christopher Murphy, the assistant and outreach director. Thank you both so much for sharing your story with us today, you two, and carry it on.
Thanks so much for inviting us, Julia.